Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Michael Freeman's here. He's a new friend, but not for long. CEO and Chief Technology Officer at Accutrix Vision Technologies. It's an amazing organization that's helping people who formerly could not see because of diseases of the eye. Now they're able to see. Like if you have it, will it take care of wet AMD, macular degeneration, Michael?
Yes.
That's the main thing it's for.
Wet or dry, macular hole.
Right.
And other types of a lot of the Asian population has a myopia where they get the same thing at a really earlier age.
Wow.
And so all of that, it can help.
And that's Accutrix.com, AOCUTRX.com, is that right?
It's Oculens.com.
Oculens.
It's the name of our glasses, actually. And
okay.
So it's OCULENZ.com. Yes.
LENZ. All right. So check that out, folks. And I know a bunch of you out there have relatives, if not yourself, who have this. So check it out. Thank you, Michael, for that great work. I want you, your father and you were involved in developing the 4G part of our world, which most of us are connected to the internet mobily on our mobile devices right now. There's the 5G spectrum coming out that is in some places, but one of the things that I like to make sure people understand, some people, especially stakeholders who were talking about investing in communities, they get the idea that 5G is going to change the world. Well, it's going to create some changes, but it does have limitations, doesn't it?
It does have limitations. Just for instance,
tell us the
right
good, the
now
bad,
on
the 5G, ugly of 5G.
Well, for instance, right now.
Well, we lost him there. We'll get him back. Just hang on, folks. So 5G is a different spectrum from 4G, right? It's a different mobile segment, and it is more powerful. It delivers more bandwidth, as I understand it, for. But it only has certain. It doesn't have the long-range power. It can't go out for a long way, and it can't. I don't think it can penetrate buildings very well. It can't go through underbrush or trees or whatever as well as, say, 4G can. It's not as durable maybe as 4G, but it does have other capability that will allow you to do other things. So. If you get 5G and you have 5G equipment, for example, if you're excited about 5G coming to your town, if you don't have a 5G phone, it won't work. You know, remember when we went from 3G to 4G? So Michael, are you there? There, you're back. So Michael, I was just telling them a little bit about 5G. The fact that it creates great new mobile opportunity, but it has the limitations. As much bandwidth as it delivers, it's not as powerful as 4G. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's more like a line of sight. So the more you can put more like streaming video through, but because of that, it goes shorter distances. It has to be more interconnected. There have to be more towers in some buildings because of the glass. There'll have to be internal towers inside the building, mm-hmm. So mezzo towers. So those are some of the limitations, and people that are worried about it is actually lower RF than as far as your body than the 4G is now.
Right.
But one of the good things about it is we'll be able to do edge computing, and so edge computing is very necessary for many applications. One of them, like in our Oculus headset, the edge computing tells the headset's locked onto the system. The system now knows where the headset is, and so it directs any algorithms or, say, direction finder. We have SLAM technology in our headset that lets mm-hmm. people know where they're going and tells them things about the, where they are for low vision people. And that computing can is done, it goes to the tower, and then it goes to the closest computing station to get that information back. So lightning speed, where in the past it might go, you might be in New York, and it'd go all the way out to Arizona to do the calculation and send it back. And so edge computing is one of the great things about it. The other thing that I was mentioning when I got bumped off the 4G network there is global video. So now things are all going to be more interconnected so that a surgeon in Phoenix, Arizona could assist a surgeon in Chicago and get real-time video, get near real-time video, you know, maybe 80 millisecond delay, and be able to assist, where right now those things are hard to set up, but they're going to be a lot easier with the 5G and with the throughput that the 5G has.
Well, and the thing that the thing we have to remember, though, folks, is don't get excited about 5G coming to your town if you don't have enough bandwidth back to the internet on fiber. Every mobile connection is fiber dependent, isn't it?
It is. The wireless only goes so far. When it hits a tower, it's all hardwired.
It's got to go hardwired. So you look forward to 5G, but you better have your backbone ready. Hey, Michael, you've got so much more to teach us, and I'm really glad we found you. Will you come back soon?
I would love to. Thank you very much. Sorry about the interruption.
No worries. Can I have your website one more time, please?
Yes. Thank you, Jim. It's www.oculenz.com.
All right, folks, that's
you,
changing lives at Oculenz. Michael Freeman, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.